You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is that time. Noon hour here.
Do unpopular opinions, and I've stressed this the last couple of weeks, and I appreciate the people who have abided by that. I like focusing on opinions that aren't just like, I don't like this thing that everyone else likes. I like the opposite.
Right.
Like it when people really find the silver lining in things, where people like something that other people seem to hate. For instance, I had a moment like this morning, and it kind of changed my attitude. I've talked before on the show how, yes, I shower pretty much every day. At the same time, when it gets cold like it is now, I hate it. I hate it.
Oh, you don't love being in the shower.
I don't like being in the shower.
You don't love that
process. I would say my entire life, not cumulatively, but on average, I've spent maybe 2 or 3 minutes in the shower. I just hop in, do what I need to do, get out. But I hate it when it's cold because it's almost painful. To get out of the shower, to go from that warmth and, the shock of it. So this morning when I showered, I decided to look at it differently and thought of it as it's a way to wake my body up. Because I was feeling kind of groggy when I woke up. And the house was cold. I got out of the shower. And guess what? It kind of worked. It worked a little bit. Worked okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it could have been better. But
mind over matter?
It was better. Like, I decided I'm going to have a positive attitude on this. And look at me. Look at me. Doing good things to my brain. Here's one from the text line. I complain about it, but I secret... This one actually was submitted last week, and it genuinely made me tear up. I complain about it, but I secretly love when my kids wake me up early on weekends. Eating DoorDash donuts in sweatpants and watching cartoons is something I'll look back on one day and smile about. That's the worst part about being a parent. Especially if you had your kids, if you didn't space them out a little bit, if you had them all at once, because I know other parents who've gone through this, is not appreciating it when they're little, when they're young and they can just, you can just hang out with them and be goofy and be a kid again yourself. And, Finn and I, every time there's an international football game, so it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, or 9:30. We always get donuts. I get lunch and for the family and everything and start making it. But then we get donuts and sit around and watch that game. And that's special. And I know that he's going to get to the point where he's, he's moved out. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to look back at it and think, I'm going to really miss that. So I'll be calling him every Sunday morning. All right, next one. I love
to say who did the song It Won't Be Like This For Long?
Yeah.
Blowfish, former singer.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a country song that always made me cry, too. It was You're Gonna Miss This.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
If it makes you feel better, we're that one. I still watch every football game with my dad.
Oh, that's good. Okay. At least I got that then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't watch every football game together. It's just the international games he's obsessed with. That, like, they're playing in Germany? That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And so those are special. And I think there's a lot of things that will annoy you about your kids when they're little. And then when you get older, you'll be like, God, I just miss that so much. I miss being annoyed by them instead of terrified for them all the time.
Those people then have grandkids.
Yeah.
So you got to push these kids to pop out babies.
Which is maybe where people need to have the understanding. We talked about it last hour. Mm-hmm. Where when grandma or when your mom is saying, hey, why aren't you pregnant yet? It's just because she misses you when you were little.
Yes.
You're not good enough anymore is what she's saying.
Because it costs $4 million.
It was $2 million, I believe, is what we had, the study we had. Next one, from Unpopular Opinions. I love eating the heel of the loaf of bread. It's like the crush trophy for people who do not quit halfway through the loaf.
I don't hate it. It's better toasted because it's kind of, sometimes it's kind of crumbly.
Yeah.
Because it's had the weight of the rest of the loaf of bread.
Yep.
Against it for a while.
I'll do it. It's just, the only thing I don't like about it is it tends to be smaller than the other pieces of bread. So if you make a sandwich, it doesn't line up right.
It doesn't, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a little weird. I remember when I was a kid watching it was like, I don't know, America's Most Wanted or something. And it was about this abusive mother. And she she was an abuse, obviously, she was on America's Most Wanted. So she was an abusive, horrible person. And she'd done horrible things to her children and everything. But they highlighted one specific aspect. And I remember even as a kid going, what? And it was that she would make this one kid in particular, he could only eat the heel of the loaf of bread.
Oh, okay.
And that was like, but I was like, so the beatings, the midnight waking up, soaking up in water on the front lawn when it was freezing, those just get added in to the, but also she made them, this one particular kid, eat the heels on the loaf of bread and nothing, he couldn't have the other ones. Like, that's such a particular abusive thing. It's weird. I'm with you, Jane. I don't mind the heel of the loaf of bread.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, no big deal.
Quentin? You loaf guy, big heel guy.
I do love
every time I hear the word loaf. Now I think of you.
When you were saying how many loaves yesterday. Of meth would that take? Which I still don't really understand what you were talking.
I think
about.
You know what a loaf of bread is.
I know, but it's not an exact measurement.
Yeah, a loaf of bread isn't an exact measurement, but you know what it is.
Well, yeah, okay, but
it's a vague measurement.
Right, it's a vague measurement. So for it to be translatable to something else. You would need it to be more scientific. That's all.
Who cares about science?
Yeah. Not in this state.
Yeah, nobody cares about science.
All right, what were you going to say about heels, I guess?
I have a joke, but I don't know. I don't know if I can say it. It's FCC fine.
Jamie literally just left. Did you fall down?
Do you need life alert?
No, I wondered if you would notice. The computer that you are on video on, I forgot to plug in this morning.
Oh, it was
and
dying.
The battery's
okay.
about dead. That would be way complicated to try to reset that up.
I was looking up at Quentin, and I looked down, and you were gone. And
then, I was just on the floor
and then you
for
popped
a second.
Up, and I was like, oh, God, she fell down.
All right.
Make your dirty joke. Go ahead. Nobody cares. Mm-hmm.
My ex-girlfriend is like the heel of bread. Everybody wants to touch her, but nobody wants to be with her.
Wow.
Why does everybody want to touch her?
Because when you open up...
How does that translate to the bread?
Well, when you open up a loaf of bread, you got to move the heel out of the way.
Oh, okay. Everyone just moves past
everybody
her.
Everybody just moves past her.
Let's get past her. Okay, no, that was good. You should have been less worried about that being an FCC violation.
It's not an FCC violation.
Yeah. Okay. I love mowing the lawn. It's loud, it smells good, and you can see exactly what you accomplished when you were done. I'm going to miss it.
Okay, so I said this before. The nice thing about mowing the lawn, because I mow my own, is the immediate gratification. You put some effort in, you put some time in. If it's warm out, you sweat. That's a great shower after mowing the lawn because you're gross and it feels great. And it immediately looks better. That's awesome. I don't love it.
Mm.
Some people really zen out on mowing the lawn. I'm not that person. I don't. But there are reasons to feel good about it.
I have no problem with people mowing their lawn. I have a problem with how loud your lawnmower is.
My lawnmower is not loud. It's battery operated.
See, yeah. Okay. That's good. I also despise the people who make their entire personality about how perfect their lawn is.
I also despise those people.
I don't despise the. It depends on the person. If they're somebody, first of all, if you have somebody else do it, then screw you.
You have nothing to be proud of.
You have nothing to be proud of. No. But I have a neighbor who's a widower, and he spends all of it. He's retired. He's like 80 years old, and he spends all of his time working on his lawn and decorating the outside of his house. He has decorations for his house for every holiday and every season. Like right now, there's nothing. And he has like November, like fall decorations up. And that I love. Like if that is your thing, if that is your hobby, if that is how you express yourself, mm-hmm. I think that's totally fine. He has never once said to me, maybe he said it to my landlord, but he's never said it to me, hey, your grass is getting a little high, or hey, you need to trim up those bushes. He's never thrown that my way. I think, and if anything, he's like, yeah, they're making my lawn look better by not taking better care of it. You know?
Yeah, we don't need yard Karens.
Yeah, I agree with that.
No, but here's the thing: I am really bad at landscaping, and I don't enjoy it. And so, I think if I were to get good at it. I can't imagine a universe in which that happens. Mm. I would want people to know, like I would be especially proud of it. I would get into it. That's just not bugs and it's complicated and things only grow at certain times and it's expensive and no.
Yeah.
I can mow grass.
And from the text line, can you just not do it at 7 o'clock on a Saturday or Sunday morning, please? Yes. 100%. Yes.
But I am going to do it at 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
That's 8 a.m. is fine. I think people understand that that's the line. That's totally fine. 8 a.m. is fine on a Saturday.
Well, Jamie, you can do it whenever you want because you've got an electric mower. So
that's true, too. An electric mower isn't going to be as loud.
Nobody would care.
Let's see.
Can we do the one on the sheet?
Yeah. So we didn't get to the one on the sheet that I posted there. I love washing dishes by hand. I get, it's warm water. My brain is turned off. The kitchen looks better every 2 minutes. It's therapy with soap. I think this is why I hate doing chores and hate washing dishes by hand or doing the dishes at all is because I don't have, I'm going to sound like such a jerk saying this. I don't have a turn my brain off mode.
Like, I don't either.
I wish I did. You. I'm not. I don't think it makes you dumb.
There's no button.
I don't think it makes you dumb that you do. But it's the reason that Jamie and I, we've talked about this, can't meditate. Like mindfulness sounds awesome. Yes. Like you're just existing and you're just calm and you're not chasing every little thought that goes through your head. That sounds awesome. And this and what this person's describing sounds very meditative. I have tried so hard to be that person, to try to meditate, to try to just turn it off. And I can't because it's not an intelligence thing. It's more of an anxiety thing or an ADHD thing. I'm not sure what it is, but my wife's the same way. Can't just sit there and be. It must be awesome.
If I do dishes, this happened this morning because I have a dishwasher, but water sits in the bottom. I need to switch it out. So I just do them by hand. I don't love doing it by hand. And more so what I don't love doing about is that then I have a pile of dishes sitting there stacked up and then I have to dry them. I don't want to dry them either. I don't want anything to do with that.
Yeah.
But even when I did dishes this morning, I had my phone sitting up in the windowsill with an episode of Below Deck going because I couldn't even just dishes for 15 minutes in silence.
Totally. I can't do anything anymore without like a YouTube video playing, a podcast on, whatever it is. And I admire the people who do so much though. So good for you on that. Yeah. Speaking of things that people hate that you might like, do you like putting things together?
I want to talk about this. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like, I don't know, ordering things and anymore? Now we are the unpaid craftsmen that need to put all of our desks and equipment together. Jamie had a bit of an issue last night with a luggage rack.
It's an ongoing issue. I hate it. Bane of my existence.
I was putting a desk together last night.
How many Allen wrenches do you own? Let's have that competition. That's, who owns the most Allen wrenches?
That is awesome. Yes.
That'll tell us how much you've bought from IKEA, by the way, also.
Or Amazon, because everybody does it now.
Everything has an Allen
everything
wrench.
Everything does, yeah. Yeah. All right.
What's the hardest thing to put together?
Allen wrenches. How many you got? You go count them right now in your drunk drawer, because nobody throws them away either.
No, like we're going to need them for
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you never know. 913-586-7798. How many Allen wrenches do you own? We're going to keep talking about that coming up next on Midday.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is kind of peppy. I kind of like this. Okay, so Weird and I were talking off the air this morning because you got something new that you spent yesterday putting together. And I feel like since I bought this house last year, I am always putting something together. And I'm not great at it ever. I'm slow at it. I'm always worried I'm going to have to redo it. And there's always something. And until this week, the hardest thing I had to put together, or the most tedious thing I had to put together, was I bought a six-drawer rattan dresser for my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't sound that complicated, and it's not that complicated. It is just 7,000 parts. And it took me a week. It was so overwhelming. There were just so many little parts and so many little pieces. And here's the thing. In the future, I just want to make enough money in my life that I can pay that $100 fee from wherever it is where they can assemble it and then bring it to me. I'm too frugal for that. I do it myself.
Yeah.
I just bought lawn furniture that I had to put together. That required calling my neighbor because I needed the Allen wrench, but I needed the Allen wrench drill bit for a drill because it was too hard. And he had one. So that's great. I put my electric fireplace.
Not to
chairs
cut you off,
for the living room.
But I just wanted to add to what you were saying about the Allen wrench. That is a game changer. If you get a bunch of hexagonal is what they are, drill bits. Oh my God. It saves you so much time when putting this stuff together. The only downside of it is those screws that they give you are so cheap that you have to be careful not to strip them when you're using that thing. Cause it can easily strip the screws, but yeah, I did that a couple years ago, and it's made such a huge difference for me.
Oh, when we were trying to put the lawn furniture together, I got like new couches for the back patio. You had to like turn your hand and wrist in a direction that it's not normally designed to go.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were thinking, but that's where the drill came in handy. Everything. So much furniture, so much stuff for the garage, so much stuff for the basement. And then we've hit a new low with this. So my mom is bringing two girlfriends with her this weekend to come visit. It'll be fun. What that means is that there will be four people sleeping in my house. And so I don't have a good spot in my bedroom or the spare bedroom to put a suitcase. So I thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy luggage racks like you see in hotels, the ones that fold up and then you unfold them and they're the straps and you put the luggage on them. No, this is my nemesis.
Terrible idea.
I opened this box I've had them for like 2 months. I opened the box over the weekend. I can generally follow instructions. Okay. Maybe it's because there's two of them and all the pieces look alike. I got overwhelmed in 10 minutes. I said, I'm not doing this today. And every day since then, I've gone back to this and maybe I'm just throwing everything away. I don't know. But it's, I might just say to them, if you want to put your luggage on it, you got to put it together.
Okay. So I decided to upgrade my office because, you know, I decided we're all adult now. I'm an adult. I'm tired of doing all my work. I sit downstairs in the living room or had been on a laptop in the middle of everybody. And, you know, was tired of yelling at my family and, at the kids mostly. Like, hey, could you leave me alone? I'm trying to work.
Mostly. Sometimes.
Because Henry it was a game for him. Hey, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think I'm doing? What do you think I'm doing? I'm working. Mm-hmm. Leave me alone. So I decided I would upgrade my office. I got a recliner in there. So like when I want to watch football and stuff like that, I can just kind of make it a little man cave and sit in there and watch football and not, you know, my screaming and emotions won't distract my family. But I decided to get this really nice desk. It was only $200 on Amazon. Mm-hmm. It's white, matches the room. It has like a special shelf for the monitor. And it didn't occur to me as I was going through all the cool little accessories that this had that I'm ordering this from Amazon.
More
so
screws.
Every one of those things is just going to be more curse words and frustration and sweat and anger as I'm putting the thing together. But
more
I feel
stuff for you to do.
Women have a thing when you give birth that you don't remember how painful it was. They'll say it was painful, but they don't, like, physically, your body's so flooded with endorphins afterwards and a little bit during that you don't remember specifically exactly how painful it was.
And that's why they have more kids.
And I feel like we do the same thing when it comes to putting together our own furniture. Is I'm going to be sitting at that desk a year from now and be like, oh, this is a great idea. I'm glad I got this desk.
I should get another one.
And not thinking about the 3 hours I spent last night missing the Northern Lights, fighting with my teenager about it because he said he wanted to help me. And I was like, oh, great. That'll be fun. A father and son project that ended with him throwing an Allen wrench at my head and grabbing one of the bars and asking, if I hit you over the head with this, how much damage do you think it could do? And I said, I didn't spend that much money on the desk, so put it down.
That's why they say, like, putting IKEA furniture together is a good test of a relationship.
Going to IKEA is a good test of a relationship because it's a maze.
Yes.
I with you 100%.
Check that little box. Spend the $100. Let them put it together.
Also, so does Amazon just have that where you check the box and they'll put it together for you?
I can't remember if it's Amazon.
Sometimes they do. I think you're right.
Wayfair, I know, has it.
There's also
my lawn furniture came from Wayfair.
Somebody pointed out on the text line, you can go on TaskRabbit. And they said
somebody
came over to your house that came over to their house off of TaskRabbit, which is like Uber for handyman stuff. Yeah. Right. And did it. It had taken me about 4 hours. It only took them about 30 to 45 minutes because they knew exactly what they're doing and how to follow the directions. It cost me $30.
Sold.
There you go.
I'm at that point where if I was quick about it, fine.
Yeah.
But I don't get any satisfaction out of it. It just takes time. It just annoys me. And unless it's something I really, really want, then I'm just going to hate it and just put it aside and not finish it. Like, I have basement shelves. This was the last bane of my existence, was I want to put shelves up all along the side of my basement, put all the tubs on and stuff like that. and I bought really tall ones. Okay, that's fine. They're awkward. I can carry them. The problem is that the pieces that click into each other that decide where your shelves are going to go, like how high they're going to be, don't stay in place. And they're too hard to connect. Yeah. I have two of them sitting in boxes right now that I never put together.
We got the desk put together, and I was hoping, and I also got the recliner. I was hoping like we would just hang, Henry and I would hang out and watch like a movie, this new, what is it? Frankenstein. It's available on digital now, and he wanted to watch it. And I was like, okay, yeah, let's check it out. We were talking about that while we were making the desk. As soon as we got it done, he just left the room. He just walked out.
Like, he had other things to do.
He just left. It was like, oh, okay, well, thanks for helping me with the desk, buddy. Like, he was done. I don't know. That's more of a parenting thing than a frustrating thing. But I do think that it does cause division. And I'm curious, those of you out there who were older, was it always like this? Like, if you wanted to buy a desk back in the day, it would just come to your house, right? You didn't put it together, did you? Mm-hmm. Like, Alan, I don't remember my parents assembling desks.
So you must have bought a way more complicated... The desk that I have,
the
one
insane.
That I'm using right now,
yeah.
is a writing table, technically. Because I don't like clutter. And so I just want a big flat surface with not a lot of stuff on it. All I had to do with this was the four legs had to attach and the drawer had to go in. I can handle that.
Yeah. No.
I can handle a little pliers. That's about it.
No, it was like there was a shelf to it. There's like three different areas. There's a computer, like where your desktop computer can go. And then on the other side, there's drawers, which now all the drawers for any desk are fabric, which are just lame. But whatever. Actually, I was happy when I got to that point because it meant I didn't have to put the drawers together. I don't know.
Okay. So 913-586-7798. What's
the hardest
what's
thing you've ever
your
put together?
Nemesis.
Yeah.
When it comes to putting stuff together.
Yeah. From the text line, there's people out there that are really good at putting stuff together for you. Yeah. Again, TaskRabbit. You can go on TaskRabbit and get that. And somebody said, like, if we need something put together, they'll come and do it for us. I appreciate that. I don't know that we'll be doing that, but
if you're buying anything ever again,
I don't. That's exactly right, because I think from now on I'm just going to buy it put together. From the text line, back in the day, the company would deliver it with a delivery truck, or you had the option to pick it up yourself. They would just charge a delivery fee. Yeah,
but was it put together? That's a question.
Yeah, I think you would just pick it up. It would just be done. But the reason they're not put together is so they only have to have one thing out on display, and then they just keep all the rest of them in the back. If they had to put them together, that's more man hours. And I guess things are a little bit cheaper, but screw that. 913-586-7798. What's the hardest thing you've ever had to put together? For me, it was the desk. For Jamie, it was a luggage rack, or was
it's luggage racks that are still not put together.
Oh, my God. Somebody just texted in the baby's crib. Oh, God. We'll talk about
this. I cannot imagine.
We'll talk about that next time midday.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
We're talking about the hardest things to put together. Like things that have caused fights between you and your significant other, or that you had to YouTube and took forever, or that you end up having to hire someone to help you put together.
This one gave, you know, what I said earlier about you put something together and then you forgot how miserable it was. It's like giving birth. This hits the nail on the head for that. I put my baby's crib and the rest of her furniture together when I was 8 months pregnant because my ex-husband was challenged in the department of putting things together, or so he said. We had a baby crib, and somebody else texted, by the way, texter, I'm going to get to you in a second because they texted about baby crib too. We had a baby crib for Henry that we put together, and our in-laws bought it. It was really nice. It was like, had a nice headboard. It was like this kind of gnarled, like wood, like walnut kind of, it smelled good. It like had, it was almost like, I don't want to put the baby in here. It's too good. Like he needs to earn this. Like, I don't feel like he should start off with such a head start as far in the crib department. And Katie and I were fighting, putting it together, losing instructions, putting, you know, cause you do one thing at the beginning, thinking you're following the directions properly, and you don't find out until the end that you did it wrong, and then you have to go back and redo it, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody texted, and it was a nightmare. Somebody texted, make sure you put the crib together in the room that it's going to go in, because they won't fit in the door. Ask me how I know. Well, texter, ask me how I know that, because we did the exact same thing. We were like, there's not enough room in his room to put it together, so why don't we put it together in the hallway?
Yeah.
Yep. Idiots.
Putting together a dog kennel is much simpler than putting a baby crib together. I'll absolutely give you that.
Yeah.
But it's awkward, and they like unfold into different directions, and I had never done it before, and I made the exact same mistake. I put it together in the living room.
Yep.
And then it did not fit through the doorway of the room it was going into. And for the life of me, I couldn't figure out how to undo it all.
Yeah.
So I just kind of I was like, I don't really need baseboards and sideboards and, you know, framing for a door, and just pushed it through.
From the text line, an electric fireplace I bought off of Amazon. Doesn't sound that complicated, but they say it came with 1,000 pieces. So at that point, it's a puzzle. That's what that is. I put together a CNC machine. One of those machines will carve wood designs. I expected it to take a couple hours. It took a week. I had to put together the computer components and tiny electrical situations, they say.
But you're carving wood?
I guess so. Yeah.
I would assume you're detail oriented.
God, everything's like this now. Bunk beds for my kids. Nothing humbles you like flipping a bed frame while a 6-year-old asks if you're almost done. Yeah. Yes. Okay. I also am going to say this, and this is a crazy conspiracy theory that I've had for a while, and it relates to the Kansas City Chiefs. A couple of years ago, the Chiefs played the Raiders on Christmas Day at home, and Mahomes possibly played his worst game ever. He gave up a pick six interception for a touchdown, and then they got I can't remember the order of it. They also got a scoop and score, like on the next play. It was like two plays in a row. The Raiders scored 14 points, and the Chiefs could not come back. Mahomes looked terrible. He was awful all game. My theory on that is because they played at home on Christmas, Mahomes was up all night putting together Barbie dream houses and toys for his kids.
Staff.
I don't think so. No, I think that he's Patrick freaking Mahomes. I'm sure he's like, no, I'm going to do it myself, Brittany. I got this. And there's no way. He's like, no, I'm not going to hire some guy to put my kids' toys together. No, I'm going to do it. And then that's what he looked exhausted. He played terribly because he was up all night putting together a Barbie dream house. I guarantee it. That's not going to be in the quarterback documentary ever, but it should be.
Oh, I think it should be.
Yeah.
I think we should see him hard at work at midnight the night before the game. You know, even still now, because now they have more kids now.
Yeah.
Putting together all the stuff.
From the text line, ceiling fan, balancing those blades is just like diffusing a bomb.
I've done that with the help of YouTube.
I've never done that before, thank God.
There's two of us, thank goodness. But
that gets to the point where it's like, I'm happy I'm a renter. Don't have to deal with that. I wouldn't have to. You know what's frustrating about this, too, is you would think you'd get better at it.
Yeah, we don't.
You know?
Because everything is different.
The only thing I will say is I've put together hundreds of these things. And last night when we were putting the desk together, it was interesting watching Henry, my 16-year-old, trying to do it and like basic things he didn't know that you just figure out after doing it. Lining up the hole and getting the screw in. Mm-hmm. He didn't like, I was like, just push it with your thumb, hold it, and then put the screwdriver over that. And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And for us, it's just muscle memory. Having said that, those little tricks and everything don't add up to a hill of beans at the end of the day. It's still a pain in the butt to put this stuff together.
Don't tighten every screw until every screw is like half on.
Yes.
Boy, you've learned that.
I had to tell him that.
Things don't line up all the way until the very end. Don't tighten them.
Yep. And
only put them on halfway.
Yep.
You learned that the hard way. Only put it on halfway.
So that you get the other one to line up. Yep.
And then you tighten everything at the same time.
Yeah. Trampoline. Somebody says on the text line. Is a fun backyard experiment that went wrong. And here's the problem with the trampoline. Even when you put it together, it's still incredibly dangerous. Like, why would you do that? Yeah. Like, I can't think of, if I hated my kids, maybe I'd be like, you know what? How about maybe that's be a threat. Like, next time they piss me off, I'm like, you know what? I think we need a trampoline. We need to slow you kids down with some broken legs.
I don't mean to be like, oh, it can't be that hard, but that's what I'm about to say. Mm-hmm. Isn't a trampoline just legs and like the frame?
Yeah, isn't a desk just legs and a frame? Isn't all the stuff?
Well,
we're
you've got a complicated desk.
Yeah, no, I think it would be the springs, having to get the springs from the fabric across, and you probably have to like assemble. I don't know. Somebody said a crib at 2 a.m. before the baby came home. That's why you don't put that off. Mm-hmm. I will say that.
Oh, no, do that as soon as someone's gift to you. If someone's getting you the crib, their gift to you should be putting it together for you.
Here's the other thing. When you're putting a crib together or anything for your children, I put the desk together. That was for me. At the end of the day, there were a couple screws missing. I'll just tell you that. Like there were
a couple
things I was like, that's not moving. That's fine.
Right.
That'll be fine. But when it's something for your kids, you're like, oh man, if this collapses with them on it, I'm never going to hear the end of it. Like I need to make sure that this is put together well. One, so that obviously they also don't get hurt. But if they do get hurt, your wife's never letting you live that down.
Well, but also you can just go get, like, I'm not above getting nails. Like I have a container of nails and just like putting a couple of extra nails into the thing.
Yeah.
To make sure it doesn't fall apart. Like just because the directions didn't say that doesn't mean you can't do it.
Yeah.
I've done that.
I guess so. Just to make it even more secure.
Because I've had, in fact, the bookcase that's behind me that I put together, which also was not fun. There were a couple places where I didn't line it up right. And I'm like, this is not.
Yeah.
And so I just put a couple extra nails in it. It was fine.
All right. We're talking about the hardest things to put together. We kind of dropped it, but I'd like to go back to that. Who has the record for most Allen wrenches in their house?
Yeah. 913. I probably have 10.
913-586-7798. I'm not sure how many I have.
Why do we keep them?
Yeah.
They're all the same. Why do we keep them?
913-586-7798. Because you never know. You never know. Somebody actually has a really good solution for what you should do with Allen wrenches. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
913-586-7798 if you want in here. Who's got the most Allen wrenches?
From the text line so far, I've seen 8, 15, 20. But that's people saying counting in the junk drawer right now. Somebody said off the top of my head, so it's probably more. Yeah.
There is no reason for us to still have them.
Nope.
And there's zero reason whatsoever.
Somebody had a good idea, though, on the text line. And I've heard of people doing this before. If you put them in a little Ziploc bag and then tape them to the bottom of whatever they came with. Mm-hmm. That way, if you ever need to tighten anything up, it's right there. You just pull it out and you're done. You don't have to go looking for it anywhere.
I've done that with any extra screws that come with something. Put it in case you lose one. In fact, the desk I'm on right now, there's something taped underneath it.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I'm not organized enough to do that. I lose Allen wrenches all the time. I lose them while I'm building the thing. That's why I bought the drill bits, because it's less about having them as a more efficient way of getting the work done, but also because I know I'm going to lose the Allen wrench in the course of in that room. By myself, I will lose an Allen wrench because I'll put it down for 2 seconds and forget what I did with it, or I'll just be sitting on it.
Yeah. I need to get the drill bit because it's just easier.
Yeah.
It's just easier for our old hands.
It is. It's better. And the only problem is you have to get like an extension thing for it. It's not a problem, but you need to get an extension because you can't get the drill into a lot of places. It's too big. From the text line, hardest things to put together. I have 6 different full sets of Allen wrenches. I have a T-handle and socket type Allen keys. Also, both ways. Okay, you're saying a bunch of words I don't understand. They're 9236. So I'm sure you've enjoyed this conversation where you've heard two people who have no idea what the hell they're doing ever trying to put stuff together. Because the words that you just said came from a level of competency that neither of us is capable of. But congratulations on being higher evolved than we are.
We're not professionals. We're just cheap.
Yeah. Try putting together double-decker beds with a million screws and that damn Allen wrench. It took me 2 days. I don't know that I've had a project that's taken me 2 days.
The dresser took me a week.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah,
because it was just tedious. It just had too many parts.
I don't know if it's I just refuse to give up, if I'm stubborn, or if it was that big of a project, I just wouldn't do it. there's half finished things, but there's nothing that I've finished that would take that long. Putting together anything from IKEA is the hardest. That's pretty much.
I wouldn't say it's the hardest. I buy stuff from Amazon.
Life is IKEA now. A swing set with a fort. So you said that's the hardest thing to put together.
Swing sets would be serious.
Swing sets would be rough because kids go high enough on that, and then the chain breaks, and they just go flying off into traffic.
And you got to be good at it. You don't want your kids to fall to their death.
Yeah. All right, coming up. We're gonna keep going. My recliner came in yesterday. We're gonna ask you this: what's your favorite place in the house? What's your favorite place in the house? What's your cozy little happy place? It's midday.
You have yours.
I've invented it.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.